Scientists panic after the digestion simulator goes berserk. 17th of November 2006, this is Reverend Zim for UNnews. London, England. Just a few days after the invention of the artificial digestion simulator, which was hailed as the most ingenious and impractical device since the discovery of smart bedsheets, things at the Institute of Fecal Research went berserk. It mimics both the physical and chemical reactions that take place during digestion, and can even defecate and ruminate. Under normal circumstances, the device was supposed to release the feces through an aperture situated 3 inches below the artificial pubic hair, but due to negligence of an employee, hell broke loose in the research laboratory when the machine became incapable of choosing which hole to let loose. Earlier, it was claimed the device, made from sophisticated saurian intestines and flower petals, can withstand corrosive gut acids and enzymes, and can be fed real food. At the time of the disaster, they were simulating the trajectory of semi-digested food in a country guitarist performing live. One of the operators, who was having a cold, apparently, accidentally fed the engine a bottle of codeine during the course of the experiment. He realized his mistake later when the machine kept on bugging him for some cigarettes and cannabis. In his own words, quote, "I was there smoking my cigarette and minding my own business when all of a sudden he started crapping all over the place with no respect to the constipational properties of codeine, and started arguing with me that his processor can enable him to eat even the fecal matter, and so he is superior and all that crap," unquote. When police gunned him down and performed a mandatory autopsy, it's been revealed that he watched South Park the day before the incident and must have probably conspired to repeat the affectations in the laboratory. But there are others who point to the codeine incident and proposed codeine is to have instigated its consciousness to find out its gender and in the process went crazy. Armed with this knowledge, currently they plan to upgrade the processor to simulate the fecal habits of orangutans. Dr. Dickham said, quote, "Our knowledge of what actually happens in the gut is still very rudimentary, but we hope this model can help fill in some of the blanks," unquote. Dr. Dickham hopes his model would help scientists understand more about the flexing of rectal muscles and the whole process of food getting converted to crap, and was devastated at the filth. Dr. Peter Pooks, a biocaprophagial expert at King's College London, said, quote, "This is an important tool that will allow us to understand how pubes contribute to the smooth fecal flow, which has essentially been like a black box until recently. This model is important because it gets the signs of digestion dregs right. It even smells the same," unquote. Dr. Stephen Bloom, head of metabolic medicine at Imperial College in London, agreed the model could be useful, but warned it might have limitations. He says, quote, "The stomach is an extraordinarily complex organ, so you cannot create a model that will undertake all these functions, for example, feeling euphoric after digesting prescription drugs and belly dancing," unquote. Citing the fact that a Vista-enabled computer was used to control how long the food remains in a particular part of the stomach and the release of the gut secretions, it would have contributed to the mishap, pointed out a bunch of open-source evangelists. The artificial gut is already attracting commercial attention, with one company wanting to test how the texture of the shit coming out is related to the number of consumer products one has. Another group wants to determine if soil contaminants, which would potentially be swallowed by children playing Counter-Strike, get absorbed into the human feces. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.